This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That this entire attack on Donald Trump Jr. is a total hoax. The breathless media that's given us so many other big lies is acting like this is the end because it's the end for them. They are the regional party. They're losing control. That's why they have Scarborough, who's never really a Republican, saying he's leaving them to create this illusion because they're imploding. But first, another scumbag, another authoritarian is fearing for his future as well. John Bowne reports.
Triggered. North Korea has declared that Washington has reached the tipping point of nuclear war after the United States and South Korea held a live fire drill against Pyongyang. According to the Telegraph, long-range B-1B Lancer bombers reportedly flew close to the heavily fortified border between two Koreas and dropped 2,000-pound bombs. North Korea's Rodong propaganda newspaper warned not to play with fire on a powder keg. Of course, North Korea escalated tensions after launching an ICBM test on the 4th of July that showed significant progress in North Korea's attempt to threaten Alaska.
I must say that today is a dark day. It is a dark day because yesterday's actions by North Korea made the world a more dangerous place. Their illegal missile launch was not only dangerous, but reckless and irresponsible. It showed that North Korea does not want to be part of a peaceful world. They had cast a dark shadow of conflict on all nations that strive for peace. Yesterday's act came from the same vicious dictator who sent a young college student back home to his parents, unresponsive and in a coma. For Americans, the true nature of the North Korean regime was painfully brought home with the images of two guards holding Otto Warmbier up as they transported him from a prison he should never have been in. Otto Warmbier is but one person out of millions who have been killed, tortured, or deprived of their human rights by the North Korean regime.
North Korea once again launched a ballistic missile in blatant violation of the relevant Security Council resolutions. This is totally unacceptable. Japan launched a strong protest directly against North Korea immediately after the launch and condemned the act in the strongest terms. Here, I express once again our strong condemnation of this utterly unacceptable provocation. Japan demands that North Korea immediately cease all ballistic missiles and nuclear development programs and provocations. Japan will never accept a nuclear-armed North Korea.
Although missile defense systems in Alaska have been deployed, the U.S. Missile Defense Agency will undergo testing of those anti-ballistic missile systems.
Test was conducted on the 30th of May out in the Pacific. Here's a blue water chart that depicts the test construct. The ground-based interceptor was fired from Vandenberg Air Force Base. It was tracked by a Tippy 2 on Wake Island and the SBX in the Northwest Pacific, giving the interceptor solution to Vandenberg to intercept a target launched from the Kwajalein Atoll in the Marshall Islands. The red indicates the target flyout, and the green indicates the GBI from Vandenberg.
Reuters reported that the United States plans on carrying out new tests on its THAAD missile defense system in Alaska. This, according to two U.S. officials. No one, except the military-industrial complex, wants yet another war in a foreign land ultimately paid for by the blood and sweat of American lives. After decades of failed attempts to decapitate the head of one of the most brutal regimes in history, the potential for a strike by U.S. and South Korea special forces has ratcheted up as reports of Kim Jong-un's appearances have decreased. And South Korean Assembly member Lee Kol-woo reports Kim is so engrossed with collecting information about the decapitation operation, so engrossed that he is reportedly moving only at dawn. John Baum reporting for InfoWars.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredible delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's an information war, and it is, but information's a big word. If you look at mainstream media, it's hoax war. Every time they give us another Russia nothing burger, it doesn't matter how many internal videos we have from CNN or MSNBC admitting they know it's a fraud, they just continue to recycle the same old lies. Last night, it's breaking. Trump had a beauty pageant in Russia and shook hands with a Russian billionaire. Here's the photo. We saw that a year ago, last July. We saw that a month ago. We saw that yesterday. They just keep recycling the same six or seven nothing burgers. If we had Donald Trump Jr. talking about selling out U.S. concessions on uranium for $30 million, or selling out missile secrets to China or Russia? I would say that we need to basically arrest him. But instead, ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Skates having illegal servers, deleting 30-plus thousand emails, meeting secretly with Putin, selling out to Gazprom and other big interests. But Russia buying off the Clintons is a very small piece of the tens of billions their foundation's gotten and the crimes they've committed, from child sex trafficking to looting money that's given to charities. I mean, you name it, they've done it. Missile secrets to China, missile secrets to North Korea, nuclear reactors that can create A-bomb fissile material. That mainstream news, type in, thank the Clintons for North Korea's nukes. I mean, that's even the New York Times. You're talking serious espionage, but they're globalists. They're selling everybody out. And as long as you're selling out all the nation states and screwing people over, the globalists are all for it. But the claims that he met for 15, 20 minutes with this Russian lawyer, who it does turn out is hooked up with the Kremlin, and who 4chan has now found and confirmed, we went to her Facebook and Twitter, it's true, this Russian lawyer that said she had dirt on Hillary but didn't, turns out 4chan, we're posting it to Infowars.com right now, has been in anti-Trump rallies, not once, but at least twice, out front Trump Tower, even holding up women with hijab signs, part of the George Soros-funded operation. So is she a double agent, a triple agent? We don't know. But back over the weekend, Drudge had the headline, the first to make the point, was Donald Jr. set up? There's these dozens and dozens of email exchanges and, you know, come see this, come see that. Yeah, they got dirt on Hillary. And they spin the whole thing like, see, it's proof of the collusion. First, it was that the Russians had physically hacked the election and stolen it with bots and gotten into computers. That's what Hollywood and the EU and the mainstream media and the Saudi Arabians and the Pope and the globalists were doing, ganging up on America, saying we couldn't have Trump. What they're guilty of, they accuse us of. But if Donald Jr. is reached out to by a Russian that says they have evidence of Hillary being a Russian agent, he would be derelict in his duty as a citizen. He would be a lazy slob. I think he would be complicit if he didn't at least report it or go check it out. Now, what did the Washington Post, Think Progress, and all the Democratic Party outlets say yesterday? They spun when I said, he deserves a medal for going out and investigating Russian spies, claiming that I said he was going to investigate her as a Russian spy, the Russian lawyer. No, I clearly said Hillary Clinton. But see, they want to make it sound like it makes no sense. Look, Jones has the funniest theory. He says that Trump Jr. was checking to make sure she wasn't a Russian spy. No, we know she was a Russian spy, and we know she's been caught with the Russian ambassador and caught at Soros events and caught being a basic globalist. You don't think the Russians aren't infiltrated with those same people? Double players, triple players, double agents, triple agents. That's what the Washington Post and all of them have articles out about. The worst spin is from Alex Jones. Look how pathetic. Oh, really? It's pathetic to say Hillary has Russia ties that are admitted, even in the New York Times, Hillary's Russia problem? 30-plus million to give over a third of our uranium? Making gas deals to sell us out? She's the one selling out our industry, selling out our infrastructure, selling out critical minerals, critical components. But Russia is a minor player, as I've hammered. It's the communist Chinese that are the ones that, since the 70s, have an official government plan to have their own people migrate here, leave their families there under Chinese control. And then keep a leash on the people that are here in the U.S. by their family members that are there. And I have a stack of news on that subject today. Chinese intelligence networks in the United States include 25,000 spies. It's way more than that. Report, 25,000 Chinese spies embedded in the U.S. Bill Gertz. Chinese billionaire warns America China has 25,000 spies who are ready to destroy the United States. Max Slavo and, of course, Jamie White, writing for Infowars.com. So that's all coming up, the real threats, the real issues. First, I want to get to a clip of Donald Trump back on July 27th of last year, a little less than a year ago, 11 and a half months ago. And what did he say there? He didn't say it in some meeting for 15 minutes, 20 minutes with a Russian lawyer who promised to have dirt on Hillary, opposition research. He didn't have it in some hallway. He didn't have it in some banquet hall. He had it at a press conference. And he said, I've never met Putin. I don't have Russian interest. I know nothing about Russia, but I know this. I don't care who's got the emails. They're illegal. There's 30,000 of them. And I don't care who's got it. Some guy in a basement or the Russians, if you can find them, release them. The media spun that he was saying, hack Hillary, Russia. No, don't worry. She knew she was putting classified stuff on a server. She then had plausible deniability, like putting a briefcase under a park bench. Then the KGB comes in the 1972 and picks up the microfiche. It's the same garbage. Oh, I actually left the plans in a McDonald's bag and then threw it in a trash can. And then that way the FBI's there videotaping it or taking photos. Oh, you didn't know the Russians were going to come by and get that out of the trash. But they know we have a political memory of fighting the Russians. And so they play up on that when it was the Democrats who were always in bed with the Russians because they shared the socialist communist ideology with the Russians and basically have adopted it here long after the Russians got rid of it. They got rid of the disease, partially, gave it to us. But in the beginning, the globalists and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan gave it to them in 1917. So we gave them the disease. They got really sick and almost died. Tens of millions did. But it came back. It blew back like it always does. What comes around goes around. Karma, you reap what you sow. I hope you can find Hillary's missing emails. He said that openly. Oh, but see, Donald Jr. did in private what his father did publicly. The search for truth. Opposition research. The Democrats and this very Russian lawyer, who we now have at George Soros events and Trump demonstrations, anti-Trump demonstrations, this very lady, now it turns out, is connected to the Democrat Party think tank opposition research firm that produced the PP water sports piss gate that's totally fake and people are being sued over. See how far that goes? See how it just gets worse and worse? She's involved with the group with the salacious steel dossier. London Independent is reporting. Fusion GPS. She's involved at Soros events. She's involved at protests against Trump. She's involved in all this garbage trying to manipulate political movements. The Russians are manipulating liberal movements. That's the movements they've always had success with. Trying to get purchase with conservative movements, but it's not working. Of course the Russians are trying to play both sides. They don't know who's going to be in power. That was the Russian statement last year was, we don't care who gets elected. The deep state's still going to want war with us. Russia was right. But regardless, it's the communist Chinese that have penetrated us via the Clintons first and foremost. Now let's go ahead and play Trump doing in public what they're saying is the end of the world for Donald Jr. The only crime of Donald Jr. is not being more hardcore. The only crime is not speaking up and halfway apologizing on Sean Hannity last night saying he could have done it a little bit different looking back. No, day one, they should have said, you bet we're talking to the Russians about how you sold out our uranium and how you're a traitor. And when we get the evidence, we're going to put your ass in prison, Hillary. Here's Trump.
It's just a total deflection, this whole thing with Russia. It is so far-fetched. It's so ridiculous. Honestly, I wish I had that power. I'd love to have that power. But Russia has no respect for our country, and that's why, if it is Russia, nobody even knows, it's probably China. Or it could be somebody sitting in his bed. But it shows how weak we are. It shows how disrespected we are. Assuming it's Russia or China or one of the major countries and competitors, it's a total sign of disrespect for a country. Putin and the leaders throughout the world have no respect for our country anymore, and they certainly have no respect for our leader. So I know nothing about it. It's one of the most far-fetched I've ever heard. Yes. What do I have to get involved with Putin for? I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
So, Trump has the pure instincts of a thoroughbred, real McCoy, Americana, God-loving. You've done nothing wrong. You don't have the 30,000 emails. You're not in bed with the Russians. Hillary is in bed with their companies. Hillary is in bed with their weapons producers for the uranium, all of it. She's caught red-handed. The Podestas, all of them. Selling us out seven ways to Sunday. Obama kills the Russia investigation during the campaign because he knows it leads to the Podesta brothers and Hillary and himself and George Soros because they've all been screwing each other over and selling the country out. And so they're scared. Trump gets elected. What are they going to do? Double down with the Russia narrative because they were always worried about the Russia narrative. They know what was in the emails. So in case it came out, they'd already put it on Trump. And then once he got in, they got even more scared, so they had to keep putting it on him. But there's Trump saying, if you have the emails, release the emails. I don't know who's got them. Probably China. Probably somebody in their basement. But whoever's got them, release them. The story is the illegal server. The story is the illegal emails. The story is the WikiLeaks emails with all the crimes they're committing. And rigging the election. And rigging the polls. And rigging the debates and selling us out. So what do you do when your whole world's coming down? You just hoax it again and say Trump's in bed with the Russians. And of course, as Paul Watson said, how do we know it's pure bull? They're saying we're funded and directed by the Russians at the Federal Elections Commission with no proof and that they want to have hearings. Oh, I bet you do. Please throw me in that briar patch. Please, 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 please. I don't get one red stinking cent from the Ruskies. I get it from our audience and everybody knows it. What a load of crap. If the Russians are trying to make us Christian and pro-Second Amendment and cutting back the illegals coming across 60%+ now in just 6.5 months and $3 trillion in the stock market and rebuilding our military and firing all these VA people and getting billionaires involved to make massive $100 million donations into the VA and getting us out of the unelected TPP and getting us out of the carbon tax. I mean, if that's what the Russians are doing, well, thank you, Mr. Putin, but it's not. It's ridiculous. But again, they're starving for anything. CNN's exposed as a fraud. The meme wars are destroying them. Their ratings go from almost nothing to just absolutely almost unreadable on the graph. And their answer is they've been waiting with this. Big question, how'd they get the whole email chain from both sides, from Donald Trump Jr.? Called the National Security Agency under Obama with a giant illegal dragnet spying on thousands of prominent people with lifetime real humans listening. Tens of millions have everything they do being recorded. I mean, Sheriff Arpaio's office, when they left, released just a snapshot of a few thousand public figures' names, Michael Savage, Alex Jones, Donald Trump. And let me tell you something. I never had the nerve to call his private apartment at Mar-a-Lago, but I have the number. I've got the numbers at Trump Tower, not just the general number, the other one. Those are all numbers that were on that NSA thing. They had an office phone number that I had, a landline that I only used for radio interviews that nobody else had. And that number said Alex Jones's office number. They even knew my private phone number. And this was 6 years ago under Obama in the middle of his administration. They're not listening to me to see if I'm a Ruski, folks. They're listening because they know I'm exposing their criminal activity. These people are sick. And they work for special interests that want to dominate and want to control America. We've been the biggest, baddest, freest country in the world. You control us, you control the world. They want to loot us, they want to rob us, and then they want to have us so poor and so stupid we can't resist, even politically. But all that's failing, and so everything they do is classical military to demoralize us. We're failing, we're losing, we're pathetic. It's all over. They've got all these illegal wiretaps going, all this spying. Those are the big scandals. It just came out yesterday that Comey perjured himself to Congress. Even in the Hill newspaper reported it. And it was a classified memo he should have given the Attorney General. Those are real felonies, just like Hillary server that she used as a giant data dump to sell the country out. You don't just think the Office of Personnel Management hack of now 21 million U.S. government folks and the entire database of spies, agents, assets was given to the Chinese. You don't just think they got in and got all that in one database. It's not even supposed to be in one database. It was given to them as a sellout, just like the Panama Canal. Just like 99% or 98% of rare earth minerals, we've been sold out on purpose. We've been set up by the globalists. That's why Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs sends out tweets going, how's your infrastructure week going? America's pathetic. I just got back from China. Amazing. Yeah, try whatever you want. And then Atlantic Monthly, the sun is setting on America. I want to play this two-minute piece when we come back from break. But right now, powerful piece coming up that Mike Zimmerman put together. But before we do that, I want to play why he's really the criminal, why they really hate him. I have this clip of him last week in Poland. We should air every segment where he said, you'll never overthrow the West. You'll never defeat us. And he's talking about radical Islam, globalism, because they're at war with it. The left's like, how racist of him, how evil. It's the globalists, it's Soros, it's the Islamists that say they're going to overthrow Christianity. They're going to overthrow our open free societies. They're going to not have tolerance. They're going to make us adopt their liberal, globalist, anti-human, anti-family garbage. They're the ones saying we're going to overthrow you in Atlantic Monthly and in the New York Times. Think about their America. Hey, I love how one of the things that happens routinely when I'm out in public, if there's big crowds around, because it is a minority of folks, usually white, trendy yuppies. Last time I got caught on tape, I was like at the JW Marriott downtown interviewing Roger Stone in a hallway. And a guy walks by and goes, traitors! I go, excuse me? He goes, yeah, you work for the Russians. And I go over and the guy's a big liberal. They hate America. They hate free market. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate everything we stand for. But then now they get to feel good and go, you traitors! I'll call me a traitor. Tell me how I'm a traitor. Tell me how I'm a traitor. Tell me how I'm garbage. Tell me how I'm a piece of filth. And they just go, you're a Russian. Oh, yeah, I'm a Russian. They're the globalists. They're the ones getting rid of the country. They're the ones overthrowing it. They're the ones conquering it. They're the ones that want austerity and a government that gives you welfare or corporate jobs so if you don't play ball, they cut your money off. They're the people that want you owing your soul to the company store, living on one big giant sharecropping plantation. Gulag archipelago, gulag casino model. And they know it, and they can't stand your struggling loose, that the American system is coming back from the brink of death and roaring back like a fiery phoenix, and they're pissing their pants because they belong to the little weenie club. They belong to the Mount America's Head on the Wall club. They want to get together and be part of a society that runs things instead of individuals that are part of the great animating contest. They don't want free societies. They want locked up, controlled societies. That's their spirit. And Trump knows it. And he says, you will never overthrow the West. You will never overthrow tolerance. You will never overthrow freedom. And they go, yes, we will! In all the newspapers, declared enemies, declared traitors, declared scum. So let's play it like High Noon to Vampires. Here's what they hate. Because these words are true. These words are sunlight. These words certify him as real. And you know a man by his enemies. Here it is.
Just as Poland could not be broken, I declare today for the world to hear that the West will never, ever be broken. Our values will prevail. Our people will thrive. And our civilization will triumph.
And Russia has now dialed into the West, decided to go with the West, because Russia is both the West and the East. Russia is now becoming Christian, paying people to have kids, not letting them sexualize children, arresting the pedophile rings. The world's life instinct is coming back. Now, when we return, powerful peace.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something this good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, I played it in the second segment. Donald Trump back in July of last year saying if there's evidence of Hillary with the Russians, that the Russians have, or there's evidence of where the missing emails are, I don't care who's got it, release them. They've committed the crimes. Russia, if you have the emails, release them. China, a guy in your bedroom, whoever's got them, release them. The issue is she committed the crime. She had the server illegally. She had the classified information illegally. She deleted it illegally. Let's not let them change the subject. That's the fact. That's the issue. Donald Trump Jr. deserves a medal. We have to stop being intimidated by MSM because they're the big glitzy establishment media. I swear it's only people that are quasi-establishment, like old Republicans and Democrats and people, that still think they have any power. All Megyn Kelly did attacking us was make people love us more and give us more support. People were like patting me on the back saying, man, you're taking a lot of heat. Taking a lot of heat from disgraced scum? It's wonderful to have filth. Imagine in 1944, if I was alive and Hitler came out and said, Alex Jones is horrible and evil. You think people would be buying me lunch? These people are a joke. And Megyn Kelly's nosedive continues. And it wasn't because they didn't want to see InfoWars. Our ratings just go up and up. It's that they identified themselves as going after the populist. And I may stumble and I may sometimes be a train wreck, but folks know I'm swinging for the fences. I'm going all in. I'm so committed. I just love it. The animating contest of liberty is incredible. I got so much energy. I'm as high as a kite on history, on will, on courage, on not being a slave, on commitment. So stop thinking me, folks. Wild horses couldn't drag me away from taking on these people. Bunch of pedophiles, bunch of pedophile apologists, bunch of radical Islamicist pushers, bunch of scum that loves misery and wants to pull us down with them, and it ain't happening. They absolutely hate it when Trump says they want to overthrow the West, they're going to fail. They're the ones saying overthrow the West. And folks, the thing is, it's not people from Mexico or people from Brazil or people from South Africa that want to overthrow the West. It's the intellectual elites who want to overthrow the idea of the middle class and the Renaissance. They want to overthrow the ladders up for everybody. They're greedy. They're hateful. It's not people in the third world that want to overthrow the West until they get here and get brainwashed. They want to get here. And they wouldn't be a problem getting here if they don't have disease, if they're not criminals, and if they're not indoctrinated by George Soros and the globalists. The problem is they've been victims of globalism. Then they bring the victims in and blame the average person for what happened to them under globalism when the globalists are trying to exploit everyone and trying to get rid of the final checks and balances that have made us the best house in a bad neighborhood. We're not perfect, but believe me, we're heads above the rest. Now, here's a piece that is, in a way, an ode to the Dana Loesch piece in the NRA. I'm going to put out a lot of these style ads. I've done in the past. I'm going to do it in the future. Just an ad for freedom. Nobody's paying for this ad, except I want my children to have a Second Amendment. And they've had Black Lives Matter come out and say to the NRA, you better take that video down that Dana Loesch put out that is mild. She says the clenched fist of truth, meaning information warfare. They said that means violence. It's BLM and all those groups funded by the globalists that are calling for violence. We're winning the info war. We're not putting out hashtag hunt Democrats like you are. We know the Republican establishment's the enemy as well, and we're going to politically expose them. They're desperate to stop Trump's agenda of revival of the economy because it will sell the idea of Americana again. We're going to try to make people so successful they turn their backs on collectivism. See, Americans have never experienced true collectivism, so they think Venezuela, they think Cuba, they think North Korea, they think places that are under that scourge are wonderful. Somebody left to say, I want to be like England, free health care. Paul Watson had a strep like 5 years ago for months, and they wouldn't let him see a doctor. They give him a little pack of aspirin and stuff and say, go home. And then he had to get government approval because the government clinics wouldn't give him service for them to see a private doctor. You have to get approval with your money to go pay for a private doctor. Talk about a classist system. But you have bitching and complaining idiots and the lap of choice and the lap of luxury. Thousands of restaurants per town, thousands of choices, entertainment everywhere, food overflowing. But stupid shows like the Kardashians, where people see yachts and, you know, closets the size of your house, and then you feel guilty that you don't have that. Those people are miserable. Hollywood is miserable. But folks out at some little cow pond fishing, drinking soda pop and frying chicken. They're happy. Now, why does the left hate America? Because they're funded by very, very evil groups that want to bring down the idea of prosperity. They want feudalism. They want serfdom again. Here is the special report. It's red linked. It's red linked on Infowars.com. And I'm asking everyone to post this video on your Facebook, on the Twitter, to retweet it. I'm asking everyone, Paul Watson, Mike Cernovich, Roger Stone, everybody out there, Matt Drudge, if he wants to get it out, everybody to get this video out, because it goes further than the Dana Loesch video. It identifies what they're doing, but then explains it's globalists that want to overthrow the country. The why. Why are they doing it? The final equation. Why the left hates America. A discussion on rising anti-American rhetoric and what's behind it. Learn what's behind it. Get this video out. It's posted on Infowars.com right now. Here it is. Ruthless offshore elites use their corporate liberal media to attack and demonize any Americans or any independent news that dare challenge their lies. Five companies own over 90% of the media. And that's why, whether it's comedy shows, award shows, Hollywood, TV entertainment, the news, it doesn't matter. It's all focused in one anti-American, anti-free market, anti-family, anti-Christian, anti-gun voice. And it gets worse. These ruthless social engineers have an iron grip on our educational system and are teaching our children to hate America and that our president is worse than Hitler and needs to be assassinated. But as America reawakens, these powerful deep state rogue government forces are beginning to panic. They've even got the former president on television and in the news and traveling to foreign countries, bad-mouthing America, bad-mouthing sovereignty, and calling for a resistance to our elected president. In a last-ditch effort, mainstream media is now legitimizing the use of violence against anyone that opposes the globalist takeover and against anyone who's actually trying to make this nation great again. They are absolutely intensifying their efforts, screaming homophobes, xenophobes, racists, to make them march, to make them go out on the streets and assault viciously anyone trying to exercise their free speech. International criminals like George Soros are openly pushing for civil insurrection in America that will lead to civil war. The beatings, the stabbings, the shootings, the burning cars, the looting of shops, the execution of police officers, all of this leads to the destabilization, to the martial law that the deep state and the globalists say they need to bring in their final takeover of America. We are America, and we are the InfoWar. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a bunch of special guests today. Roger Stone just landed and is going to be in studio with us in the second hour today. He can obviously give you a lot of inside scoop on what's going on with Jared Kushner, what's going on with Donald Trump Jr. and others. But they want Donald Trump Jr. out of the White House. They want to claim he's a Russian spy because he wanted to meet with a Russian who told them they had dirt on Hillary, that she'd sold out to Russia. Isn't that what any citizen would do? Or anybody in a campaign for opposition research? That's what Hillary went over to Russia and the UK and tried to get Russians to make something about Trump. But that wasn't meeting with Russians. That wasn't colluding with Russians. And now we have the article up on Infowars.com confirmed. We have geolocated as well, along with 4chan. This lawyer has been photographed at multiple George Soros-sponsored Linda Sarsour Islamic feminist marches in front of Trump Tower in Chicago and other cities. And those photos are now up on Infowars.com. And Paul Watson has an article dealing with the fact that, again, she was caught meeting with the Russian ambassador, even though she says she has no connection to the Russian government. We're going to be looking at all of this coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I go any further, I want to play a Mark Dice report. And then I'm going to come back and get into the latest on Donald Trump Jr. and where I think all that's going, and the latest on North Korea and so much more. Also, what's happening with Obamacare, what's happening with tax cuts. That's all coming up ahead of all these guests we have today. But I want to play this report. Not liking Amy Schumer is sexist. Again, her show has one star or less on Netflix, so they take away the star rating program. They force feed her on the front pages of Netflix, Amazon, everywhere. You reject it. You don't want to hear this man-hating, you know, person that tries to teach women their identity is loving Hollywood and, you know, hating men so that men turn further away from women and vice versa. Men are then taught to be arrested development idiots as well. This is all an attack on the species, killing chivalry. But Mark Dice breaks it all down. Not liking Amy Schumer is sexist. Here it is.
Just a heads up, there's going to be some foul language in this video because we're talking about the demonic pig, Amy Schumer, and I'm going to play a clip or two of some of her stand-up. And guys, if you don't think it's hilarious, you are sexist. This, according to In Style magazine, dudes, Amy Schumer is not too vulgar. You are just sexist. Victoria Morehouse writes, the first time it happened, I was sitting at a bar with the guy I had been seeing and his friends. I mentioned that I had just seen Trainwreck and thought it was the most hilarious thing I had ever seen, and then I cried from laughing so hard. Who is in it again? One of the friends asked from across the table. When I told him who the star and writer was, Amy Schumer, he responded, oh, I don't think she's funny. My jaw dropped. We don't all have the same sense of humor. Some people hate The Office, and I think it's a comedic masterpiece, but I was slightly shocked by this dude's response. Inside Amy Schumer was a viral sensation. How could this guy not appreciate her for the comedy giant she is? I rattled off her list of accomplishments, her hilarious sketches, her endlessly retweeted jokes, and his response stopped me dead in my tracks. She's too vulgar, he said. My face reddened. I was incensed. Too vulgar. What does that even mean? Of course, the truth is I knew exactly what it meant. And Amy Schumer has dealt with the issue straight on. Too vulgar is a criticism I've heard levied against Schumer more than just one night at the bar. I've had other guys casually tell me that her jokes can be gross. And part of me wonders if it's just because she's getting real about her vagina. And if you've read the first chapter of The Girl with the Lower Back Tattoo, you would know what I'm talking about. Let's check out some of this hilarious vulgar comedy. Here's a clip from her latest stand-up special, which got one star on Netflix. This is the part, by the way, if there's children in the room, you're going to want to turn down the volume or just watch this at a later time.
So don't get me wrong, you guys. We love your only complaint.
We want more of it. Mark.
We want to do snow angels in it. Yay.
I'm sorry, but the last thing I want to hear about is Amy Schumer talking about having sex. Excuse me now while I go puke. Gee, I wonder why her special got one star on Netflix. Maybe she'll be funnier in this Bud Light commercial, because beer commercials are usually pretty funny, right?
Bud Light Party here to discuss equal pay.
Women don't get paid as much as men, and that is wrong.
And we have to pay more for the same stuff.
What?
Yeah, cars.
What?
Dry cleaning.
What?
Shampoo.
What? You pay more but get paid less? That is double wrong. I'm calling everyone I know, and I'm telling them about this. This has got to stop.
That's Seth Rogen, by the way, who just made fun of a Donald Trump supporter while he's still laid in the hospital recovering from being stabbed 9 times from a liberal terrorist.
Bud Light proudly supports equal pay. That's why Bud Light costs the same no matter if you're a dude or a lady.
Yeah, Mom, you have to pay more for a car than Dad. No one treats my mom like this.
By the way, this is not a Saturday Night Live skit. This is a real Bud Light commercial. Somebody actually thought it would be a good idea to market beer by promoting feminism and the gender pay gap hoax. Here's Amy Shamu explaining why so many people just don't like Hillary Clinton.
If you say the name Hillary Clinton, you know, in America,
yeah,
you get incredible responses. There'll be those who love her, and there'll be those with visceral hatred on
their
face.
That's what I'm saying with the not being informed, because those people aren't informed. You know, if you go, why don't you like Hillary? They'll go, she lied about her emails. What else is she going to lie about? People get one fact, and that's what they latch onto.
It was just that one little fact, just that one little thing. Of course, it had nothing to do with the fact that she's one of the most corrupt politicians in history. Just in case you didn't know, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is Amy Schumer's uncle. So liberal psychosis apparently runs in the family. Speaking of that mental disorder, here comes a shameless plug for my new Liberalism Find a Cure t-shirts. Get yours in the link in the description below for my new online store. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new and check back here every day for new reports. And I'll see you soon.
There you go. He's a great guy. Be sure and support him. Speaking of support, ladies and gentlemen, we've got on really soft, nice, high-quality fabric, really comfortable, high-quality shirts for only $19.95. CNN is fake news. On the back, it says Infowars.com is real news. Infowars.com, the right shoulder. A great way to spread the word and stand up to the globalists and meet like-minded people and exercise your First Amendment. We have CNN is terrorist as well, with Kathy Griffin on the front. It's all there. Also, DNA Force with the organically produced Bio, PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more is back in stock after 5+ months being sold out. It is 20% off out of the gates. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the very best we could come out with, possibly. Most people only sell this at medical facilities just because this type of stuff isn't sold at Whole Foods of this caliber. People only expect this type of quality from, you know, medical facilities, even though it's not prescription. Bio, PQQ, CoQ10, the other compounds are so amazing. DNA Force back in stock. Your purchase funds the operation. I want to thank you all for your support. We have the Z Shield with the Shilajit and other compounds, the zeolites to take the heavy metals and toxins out. That's 30% off. We have free shipping extended throughout the month of July. And we have got a bunch of specials that are going to have to end soon on Super Male Vitality and on things like Brain Force because they're about to sell out. Looks like more will begin at the end of the month, but I can't sell out of these things. So I'm going to go back to full price on those by the end of the week. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. X2, the deep earth source of iodine that nobody else has got. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com as well. We'll be back.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-476-5281. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-476-5281. 800-476-5281.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So we got a president trying to cut taxes, trying to repeal Obamacare, and the same scumbag Republicans that helped write Obamacare with the Democrats, they're blocking it. But they can't stop him killing the TPP. It would totally transfer sovereignty. Or the big carbon tax that was over $10 billion a year, just kicking it off that we were supposed to pay. It ratchets up to almost $1 trillion a year by 2030. We're talking about a $100 trillion tax per decade, according to Davos, on the world via carbon taxes, but only Western Europe and the United States are under it. So he's done so much. I mean, a good Supreme Court justice. Imagine we'd have Hillary right now. But it's an American sport now to just expect they're corrupt and just hate your leaders. Well, if America does that, there's going to be a civil war in this country and the globalists are going to lose it. But I believe we can fix things peacefully because the New World Order has overreached. The entire Trump Jr. thing is a hoax. If he was selling out our uranium or missile secrets or in rooms being documented or being recorded, selling out interest for money, I'd say execute him for treason. But when Kane, who is a globalist, treasonous minion of Hillary, calls it treason, boy, that is certainly taking one to no one, huh? Because it's Kane and the globalists that have been involved in all this. Trump Jr. deserves a medal. He deserves an award for trying to go ferret out the proof of Hillary selling us out to the communist Chinese and the Russians. That's what Trump said publicly on July 27th, 2016. But see, he said it publicly so they couldn't spin it like it was bad, because they know they're changing the subject from her criminal activity onto Russians. He's saying, I don't know who's got the information, but he says, release it. Here is President Trump last year.
It's just a total deflection, this whole thing with Russia. It is so far-fetched. It's so ridiculous. Honestly, I wish I had that power. I'd love to have that power. But Russia has no respect for our country. And that's why, if it is Russia, nobody even knows, it's probably China. Or it could be somebody sitting in his bed. But it shows how weak we are. It shows how disrespected we are. It's total sign, assuming it's Russia or China or one of the major countries and competitors, it's a total sign of disrespect for our country. Putin and the leaders throughout the world have no respect for our country anymore, and they certainly have no respect for our leader. So I know nothing about it. It's one of the most far-fetched I've ever heard. Yes. What do I have to get involved with Putin for? I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Now, what we need is for Donald Jr. to come out and have a press conference with his father and say, just as my father said last year, publicly, whoever has evidence of a crime, be it the Vietnamese, be it the Germans, be it the Mexicans, be it folks in Argentina, Russia, doesn't matter, whoever, Israel, you got evidence of a crime, espionage, missing children, drug running, whatever it is. Why, call 911. Call 311. It isn't them trying to get the Russians to manipulate the election, getting into machines. It's give us the evidence of the crime. That's not hacking an election. That's what Hillary was trying to do with her dossier, her pee-pee gate that was made up. But it's okay when Hillary goes to Russia and makes stuff up. It's when we actually try to find out the truth, oh, we're bad. But see, the conservative media piles on at Fox News, all trying to undermine the president. Only person not doing it is Sean Hannity. Infowars.com, spread that link. We're in an info war. We're going to win this against these enemies. They're the outsiders. They're the globalists. They're the threat. And they hate you and your family. Know that.